China displays new hypersonic ballistic nuclear missile. China's military shown off a new hypersonic ballistic nuclear missile believed capable of breaching all existing anti-missile shields deployed by the United States and its allies. The vehicle-mounted DF-17 was among weapons displayed on Tuesday in a large military parade led by President Xi Jinping to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Some analysts have called the new missile a threat to regional stability because its speed allows far less time to determine whether to fire nuclear weapons in response. That speed and the missile's use of multiple independent maneuverable re-entry vehicles to deliver warheads makes it far more difficult to detect and intercept. DF-17's hypersonic glide vehicle technology also permits it to fly at a much lower altitude just before delivering its warhead, further frustrating attempts to detect and intercept the weapon. During the 80-minute parade, Xi was seen waving as the military's latest weapons and equipment were paraded in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Joining him at the stage were former Chinese leaders Hu Jintao and Jiang Zemin. Also on display was the DF-41 intercontinental ballistic missile with a reach of between 12,000 and 15,000 kilometers. That's about 7,400 to 9,320 miles, reportedly the longest in the world. According to an analysis by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the missile is capable of striking the continental U.S. within 30 minutes. Other weapons featured were the JL-2 missile, which can be launched from a nuclear submarine, providing sea-based nuclear deterrence, as well as a new generation of anti-ship missile called YJ-18, according to state television, CGTN. A new and advanced radar system that could detect jets and missiles was also introduced, as well as new HQ-9B surface-to-air missiles, capable of intercepting multiple airstrike weapons in a complex electromagnetic environment. In all, 160 aircraft and 580 pieces of military equipment, as well as 15,000 military personnel, were in the parade, according to the state-owned news website Xinhua. In 2018, China spent an estimated $250 billion on its military, according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. In comparison, the U.S. spent $649 billion during the same period. China has the largest standing military in the world, with a total of 2 million active members, compared to 1.29 million for the U.S. Tan Min, the parade organizer, was quoted as saying that all the weapons and equipment displayed were domestic and in active service, complete with advanced technology for better strike accuracy. Hu Jijin, editor-in-chief of the state-owned Global Times newspaper, wrote on social media that the display was a show of military transparency. China, with strong military strength, is conducive to curb the strategic impulse of external powers towards China, he said. A total of 188 military attachés from 97 countries were reportedly invited to watch the military display.